BJ and Jamie.
There's a way to find out if your Facebook data was leaked. You go to haveibeenpwned.com, and I have been hacked 10 times.
I'm 11.
Jamie.
I got hacked off of Evites.
Yeah, so did I.
That really irritates me.
What is an Evite?
You're kidding.
That's the invite they send you through the mail? Or through the
yes, through
your
the mail.
Email.
They give you a stamp.
Yeah,
yeah.
Email.
Yeah, and for a party.
Yeah. It's for like events. Yeah.
Yeah.
BJ.
That's the biggest question. I'm not worried about the other 10 hacks on there. I wonder what I was invited to. That just drives me nuts.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Man, oh man, oh man. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go. Podcast, it's all there later on today from today's program. Be sure and get it, share it, do whatever you do with the podcast. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I know. You're tired. You're tired. I get it. You're tired. You went to the bowl game last night.
Yeah, I went to the Rockies game.
You went to the Rockies. Did they win?
They did.
Who did they play?
The bottom of the ninth, we won it. Diamondbacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, cool,
so
man.
So we won 3-2. It was actually a good night.
Man, oh, man, look at you. Yeah, you got to be exhausted. Having to sit through a Rockies game, first of all, but exhausted just to get up this morning and be in here. So, man, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Shmadel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, well, that's it, folks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jamie, how are you doing? Oh. Now, let me ask you a question, guys. Uh-huh. See if you guys know the answer, because I was thinking of this yesterday. Jamie is going out to California, taking her kid out there for college.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave. I think they're going to leave today.
I think so.
I think she mentioned to us tonight, right?
Uh-huh. Did she pick up yesterday?
Did she pick up the U-Haul yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
I never heard anything about it.
She did say that she found her purse, so she probably did.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't see anything later on in the afternoon stating that she picked up, because it's going to be one of those trucks. It's not a trailer. It's a truck.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Drive it out there so she can fly back, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see any postings.
I didn't see an update or anything.
Maybe she's packing the truck this morning.
Yeah, she was probably so busy last night, I doubt she had the time to text us.
Man, that's a drive, too.
Yeah.
Although I like those drives. I think I would enjoy that. Because I've always wanted to be a truck driver, you know.
I've taken a road trip from Colorado to, I don't remember where, but it was in Florida. And back is awful.
That's a long way
to Florida.
Oh, gosh, you get to see America.
No, it was not fun at all. Listen, I drove from here to New Hampshire my freshman year of college, and I would not do it again. It was 22 hours.
It's so far.
Really, I enjoyed it. The only thing I don't enjoy is Kansas.
Yeah. It's all just
corn. Or Nebraska.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Flat.
Yeah, Kansas. We could get rid of Kansas. Yeah. I'd be fine with that.
There's a couple states we could get rid of.
Yeah, just delete it from the map. That way you go straight from, you pass through Burlington, you're in Kansas City already. That'd be cool.
Or just here to Florida. That'd be nice, too.
I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, we got a really busy show today. Here's why. Because we have a pinpoint, and that's Fox 31, by the way. I can't steal that. Pinpoint weather day. That means high winds. We're talking Category 1 hurricane.
That's what they said. 80 miles an hour.
No. Yeah. They're saying, 75 miles per hour is a Category 1?
And then they also said,
they're saying anywhere from 70 to 80 miles per hour with the winds today.
Is that along the Front Range or just everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh, man.
It's
going to be sporadic, too.
Yeah, it's going to happen, man. So we've got a pinpoint weather day with wind storms coming up this afternoon, starting around 12:30 to 1 o'clock, too. It's going to be early this afternoon, so beware, man. Buckle down, because the winds are on the way. Level 1, Category 1 hurricane, man.
And you know what? No one really talks about it either when we get this kind of wind.
Just
here.
What else is in here? Oh, we have Justin Timberlake tickets to give away. Is it the DUI tour coming? It is. And we have tickets to give away, so we'll give those away today, too. And let's see, P. Diddy arrested last night.
Finally.
Yeah. Wow.
It took a minute.
That guy's going to be facing some really serious charges. Right now, they only have him on, like, sex trafficking or something like that, yeah. I think it is, how they picked him up, right? But he's in court today, right?
He's in court.
Yeah, he has to face arraignment.
He's got to go to court today, and when he gets into court, they read off all the charges this morning.
I can't wait to see that list.
Hey, Spadil, you've got to keep a P. Diddy alert going
morning. I'm on top of that one.
You know, pinpoint Diddy.
I'm ready.
Pinpoint Diddy alert this morning. Get us updated. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. Here we are. It's a Tuesday already. Again, big wins coming up today. We'll keep you updated as the morning goes along. We'll be right back. You stay where you are.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Just a dream. Just a dream. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. I'm solid.
Yeah, I think you're a little stressed, aren't you?
No. No. Come on.
I can tell, Pumpkin.
No, I'm not stressed. I will tell you, I actually, so we had this plan to go to Hillstone last night. Yeah. And I said to my kid, I go, we have so much to do. Should we go? And he's like, Mom, it's our last dinner at Hillstone. Let's go. So I went. And the whole time, I mean, even though we sat and talked forever and everything, all I kept doing is like the list of stuff I have to.
Yeah.
But I love Hillstone. Man, it's good.
I explained a few minutes ago that you're going off to California to take your son out to driving out there with the U-Haul.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You guys are packing. You're not going?
I'm not driving. It all changed.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
It all changed.
How can it change so quickly? I mean, it's only 24 hours ago that we had a set plan going on.
I know.
In fact, you were pulling out of here right after the show today.
Yep, I sure was.
There's no driving?
No, there's no driving. Nope. Apparently, I'm a bad driver.
Let me guess.
You know how, like, people step in at the, like, when they, like, decide to step in? That's what happened.
I got it.
Yeah. You know how.
So are you going?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're going.
I'm going. But you know how.
He's going?
Yeah.
What a horrible trip that's
going
to be.
Oh, we're not going together.
Oh, man. I could just picture you, him.
No.
And your son.
Yeah.
But him. Packed in a U-Haul.
No.
That bench seating inside of a U-Haul truck.
No, they're actually taking a Sprinter van.
Okay.
And I'm flying out to meet him. They're leaving today, right? Like, I'm gonna go home and hug, and then they're driving.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna leave tomorrow morning.
That's a massive change of plans. Where do you get a Sprinter van?
They have one.
Oh, they own one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were renting one.
No.
Wow. Yeah, what a big change. Well, that's okay. That you.
It's fine.
Drive,
I don't even want to talk about it. It's fine. I just love when people decide to step up. Like you couldn't have stepped up for 18 years. Anyway, that seems very angry.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm confused on something, but I'm afraid to ask.
Okay,
I'm afraid
go
I'm
going to
get something thrown at me.
Well, it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, well, you know, I feel like I'm at home again.
Okay. All right.
Would you rather...
Yep. But it's too late. But listen, it's all about my kid.
And would you...
It's all about my kid, whatever he wants. Okay.
Well, I guess you answered my questions.
Yeah.
Now, the audience, you have no idea what the question was, but I bet you could guess, okay?
Yeah. Because it was going to be a road trip. It was going to be fun. It was going to be memories. You know, it's like, life is a highway all night long.
I'd be pissed.
I am pissed.
Sorry
it's
about
fine.
That.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm afraid to comment because
I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't.
All right.
Probably would not do that.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Man.
And then I'm like, I brought a drill, you know, like all this. And he's like, oh, Dad's got the drill. Son of a bitch.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Me. I had the drill. I have the toolbox. I have the stuff. Like, this is my project, right?
I bought everything. I don't understand.
Did anybody put any money into my account for the $3,000 I spent for the dorm room? Of course they didn't. But do they get the amazing credit for being the guy that drives him out? Oh, my God. Now he has the drill. I have the drill.
Can I ask one question? Just one. One.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you get overridden?
Because
I don't get that.
Oh,
because
this was a really good one.
But that's a legit question.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
This is a good
one. How did you get overridden?
I like what you're asking.
On the
yeah,
well, thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it was a good one. It was financially.
well, he wants to save you some money so you don't have to get a U-Haul. So we're just going to take the, you know, yeah, the Sprinter van.
Wait a minute.
He wants to save me some money.
This child.
That's how he planned it.
He's been on the planet for almost 18 years. Almost 18 years he's been on this planet, and now dad decides to save you a buck.
Oh, yeah. 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 Again, did anybody put any money in my account for the $3,000 I spent on the dorm room? No, they did not.
Not only that, you're paying for an airline ticket.
Well, yeah. Extra. And a hotel and a rental car.
Yeah. It's not saving a damn dime.
Yeah. And college.
I apologize to those that have woken up this morning, all this yelling and screaming, but it's a legit, it's a legit reason to be yelling.
A lot of people go through this, though. I have a team of friends, and a lot of people go through this where the guilt like steps in at the very last minute, you know, of like, oh man, I wasn't there, was I? And so it's fine. It's fine.
I get that.
It's fine. This is a beer and I'm drinking it. Anyway, how are you guys? I heard you went to a game.
Yeah.
You look like you're still drunk. That's
I'm a little
cool.
Tired, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Carson came in wasted, so that's we got that going for us. Yeah. I look over. His eyes are like crossed right now. What's that about?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go home.
You can't go. And then, oh my God! So we went to Hillstone, right? And it was great. I mean, because we talked forever about like everything. It was really, we had a great time. And I'm sure the waitress, I almost said flight attendant. I'm sure the flight attendant wanted us out of here. But it closed at 9:30. We were still there at 9:30. And so I'm sure she's like, because she kept going, are you guys done with your spinach dip?
Yeah. Tried to take everything off the plate.
She did. She even took my plate. I was like, she took my plate.
Most people don't eat on spinach dip for 4 hours.
I know. That's true. So anyway, so we had a great time. I mean, it was great. And then we went home and then I went to sleep. And this morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I have a meeting with Powerball Pete of all people.
Ugh. Today?
Yeah. I mean, not ugh.
Well, he's a lucky dude.
Yeah, puts a damper on your day right there.
He's a lucky dude. I was going to say, I feel sorry for that person that has that ticket that's on that flight next to you.
I know, right? Me too.
That person's going to catch it all the way to California.
Oh, my God. No, I think what it'll be is I'll just be like crying and stuff. Oh, by myself.
You may have
don't want to be. All by myself.
Shoot over to the airport bar.
Well, I have to drive a rental car, so I can't.
Rental car. Screw it.
Screw it.
We'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, as BJ mentioned earlier, it finally happened. Sean Diddy Combs was arrested in New York City yesterday.
Yeah, he's going down.
Man, it took forever, but there is a list, I tell you, of things that they want him for. I guess he had gone ahead and went to New York because he knew he was going to be arrested. So he went to New York and he was staying at a hotel. They got him in the lobby of the hotel and... his lawyer was hoping that they didn't do it in such a big production, like in the lobby or whatever. He just kind of wanted to go in and kind of surrender and do it like that. But they're like, nope, we're gonna take some pictures.
Make
of this.
A scene, man. Yeah, make a scene. They say now, according to sources, okay, sources say that Hollywood is shaking in their boots as well as politicians because they think P. Diddy, to save his own, he's gonna chirp like a bird.
Oh, I bet he will. Yeah, because, I mean, he's so far in. You know, the thing is, like, his lawyer went on this rant, is Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last week in anticipation of these charges. Please reserve your judgment until you have all the facts. He's an innocent man. He's a philanthropist. He's a music icon, self-made entrepreneur, loving family man. You know, I would have had some doubt until I saw that video.
Yeah.
And that video changed all of us.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything this lawyer can say that's going to change our minds on P. Diddy. There's no way. I mean, look at all this glowing review he gave yesterday. It's like, come on, man, cut the crap.
Yeah, why don't you address the fact that a man was kicking a woman that was in the fetal position in front of some, you know, elevators, and he's kicking her head.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what about that, lawyer? Yeah.
video doesn't lie.
Yeah, and again, that, I mean, he was screwed at that point.
I was telling Carson off air, you know, his nickname in the music world is Brother Love. You better drop that when you get in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Love.
Well, based on some other audio I heard, he might be happy there.
Oh, yeah.
There is that.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's so bad.
So today, he goes to court.
Okay? Correct, yep.
And he finds out the official charges, because we really don't know yet what they are. We just know sex trafficking. Okay.
Yep.
But he gets the official charges this morning. I wonder how long that list is going to be.
I know. Yeah.
You got to figure it's going to be probably at least 12, 15 charges.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, Hollywood shaking in its boots. We still wonder if J-Lo knew some stuff.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
So, I think she did.
And did Ben, you know, because if you think about kind of the timing, Ben seemed to like peace out when he came into the news.
He did. Yeah. I've been saying this all along, man. I'm telling you, I think there's something there. There's smoke here. So I don't know if there's a fire, but there's smoke here. And I think Ben Affleck knew this whole arrest was coming. He knew all this stuff. He's been tipped off and he got away from the scene, man.
Hey, man, speaking of fire, is that Larimer County fire still going on?
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. That was a crazy deal. Like yesterday, I got breaking news that Larimer County was on fire. And if it is, because today the winds are going to be like Hurricane Force 1 or something like that.
Cat
1. Yeah. Yeah, so that's
it's 0% contained right now, and it's about 138 acres.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about, man?
P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah, man.
P. Diddy. Man, he's in trouble. He's in big trouble.
He is in big trouble. You know what else is going to be in trouble? I don't feel like this is a good idea, in my personal opinion, that the hip-hop awards are going to be in Vegas. Any kind of award show that goes on in Vegas is a bad idea. Remember when they had the MTV, I think it was the MTV Music Awards in Vegas, and Britney was up there all, ha, 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 and was at the Palms?
Yeah.
She writes in her book about that moment. She said that she hadn't gotten any sleep, that she saw Justin in the hallway, and that she lost her mind because he was at the top of his game, and that she had just had a baby and people were calling her fat. And so she had to get up on stage and perform, and she could see her belly on all the monitors shaking. And so they made her wear this little bitty outfit, you know, or whatever. And she said she could see herself on the monitors having just given birth, and she could see her stomach just like shaking a little bit, and it made her nuts.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure that was probably it, not the drugs in her system. Yeah.
Yeah. Vegas is a tough spot for all these celebrities, and you got lots of money to gather because, you know, Tupac got shot there.
Yeah. And do you remember when Kid Rock jumped across the table to hit Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Because Kid Rock was dating Pamela Anderson, and Tommy had divorced her, and so Kid Rock just jumps across all those tables. Crazy. And George, who owned the Palms, he was telling me that they trashed all the rooms.
No kidding.
Oh my God, all those rooms with the swimming pools in them, they had to dump all the water in all of them.
Oh.
And like just repaint them. He said it was just nastiness. It was just, they were pouring like champagne in them to try to swim like they were swimming in champagne.
I even had one of those moments out in Vegas, too. I went to the American Music Awards. I was supposed to do a presentation on stage, one of the awards. And I'll never forget, it was for the Thong Song, okay?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And so I'm supposed to do on ABC television.
Okay? I did it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm up there, or the rehearsals are that day that you have to go to. I missed the rehearsals
because
I was so loaded up.
No!
Yeah, yeah. They have to come to my room and find me.
Oh, God.
And drag me out of the room to go to time we get to rehearsals, they're over. So I missed all the rehearsals, and I got to do the presentation that night to the Thong Song.
Cisco.
Yeah.
Cisco. He got Artist of the Year that year.
I don't even remember what I did, but I did the AMA Awards, and Danny and I had to stay at the Stratosphere and do their show from the Stratosphere. God, that place is a hellhole. Oh, my God. It's like, who stays there? Oh, wait, I did. Oh, God.
That's a tough city, man.
It is.
To have to answer to anything. When you go to Vegas, you don't need a time for any kind of appointments, okay? You just got to go out there and freelance it. If you've got, you know, an agenda, it's hard to stick to, man.
But I will tell you, I got to go to the tent with all the gift bags, the gift they called it the gift room. I can't believe I'm nobody, and I got all the gifts. Everything. It was insane. I bet I got $30,000 worth of stuff.
Wow. No kidding.
No kidding.
I didn't get jack.
Well, you missed rehearsal.
Yeah.
They're not going to give this guy back.
I didn't get anything.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you just walk up there. They just want you to take a picture with their item. And yeah. I got this diamond bracelet. And then I see myself in the mall, in Century City at the mall, where I'm smiling like an idiot with the stupid bracelet on from the jeweler.
Like an endorsement. They're like, oh, we'll just put this on a poster.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that seems illegal, but I took the thing. So.
Yeah, I'd do it. You can use that picture anywhere. You can use it on a porn site if you want. I don't care.
God. You literally go to table to table to table and you have somebody with you and they just go, would you like one? You're like, well, yeah.
Why are you even asking?
It does feel uncomfortable because you have to act like you like their product or whatever. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's so pretty.
It's free. I like it.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
All right, anyway, let's see here. Miley Cyrus, this is the weirdest story. So it says she's been accused of copying Bruno Mars' song for Flowers. Well, we already knew that.
Yeah.
She got permission from Bruno Mars.
Well, I read into this, and it really comes down to money, because the company that owns the Bruno Mars stuff, he no longer is with them, so they basically want to go out and get all the money they can for their company. So it's got nothing to do with Miley Cyrus against Bruno Mars, or Bruno Mars against Miley Cyrus.
Bruno's not even listed as a plaintiff.
No, it's all about the companies behind the scenes, which, by the way, I think both artists have moved on from. So these two are squabbling over, you know, royalties down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know that Bruno said, yeah, go ahead and do the, do the song.
Yeah, he gave his blessing.
Yeah, it says Tempo Music claims that there are so many musical similarities, between Miley's Flowers and Bruno's When I Was Your Man, that it obviously is the result of Miley intentionally copying Bruno. But we know that. It says Tempo Music claims the melody, the harmony, and the chorus and Flowers are substantially similar to the verses When I Was Your Man, and they say that Miley's song copies the chord progress.
We know that.
Tempo Music says that Miley, her label, and her producers all had access to his song, along with asking for money. They want her to be barred from performing Flowers ever again. Which seems weird because that's one of her biggest hits.
I would think.
Is her biggest hit.
Yeah, I would think that if you win this settlement, you would want her to perform it.
And make royalties.
It might be more sales for you, you know, in the long run. All right, well, we're going to play both songs back to back after 7 o'clock.
Well, we know that they're the same.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I'm just saying we're going to play them both.
Oh, okay.
For the heck of it.
Because he gave her permission. So.
Just for giggles.
Let's hear. And then finally, 1 in 4 people have started their Christmas shopping.
1 in 4?
1 in 4.
I don't know.
I bet
you
they
think
have.
That's true.
Yeah, because I will tell you that I look at stuff like, oh, that'd be good for Christmas. In my head, if I see an ad for something, I'm like, oh, I should get that for Christmas.
Yeah, if it pops up and I have someone in mind that I...
But you haven't bought anything.
No, I haven't bought anything, but I...
That's the point.
Yeah, but I haven't stopped myself from not buying myself.
No, but I'm just... Yeah.
Because I don't know what my theme is yet for the 7, because the 7 girls, we all buy stuff. And so I'm like, what's my theme? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 98 days till Christmas, what?
Yeah, but I look at that survey as that people actually are buying, storing it away.
I think there are a lot of people that
ready
do that.
To go, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's 1 in 4.
I do.
That's a lot.
All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.